Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 75 degrees now. Millions of Americans will be traveling this Labor Day weekend. Sean Stewart of AAA Kansas tells KNSS News, the cost to travel is down 2% from last year. Gasoline is cheaper this year.
Right now, we're at $3.06 a gallon on average in the state. So that's 51 cents less than where we were a year ago. So pretty significant drop from that. So right now, we're 30 cents lower than the national average. And that puts Kansas at 10th cheapest average gas price in the country. So not too bad if you're taking a road trip.
Stewart says peak travel times will be today and Friday afternoon and evening. Vice President Kamala Harris is sitting down for her first TV interview with CNN today. However, she'll be joined by her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
The long-awaited announcement about when and where Kamala Harris will sit down for an interview didn't do much to lessen criticism from Republicans, but in fact, it provided new fodder. Even some media outlets seemed to question the decision, with the BBC writing, the decision to make this a joint appearance may also fuel growing criticism that after escaping the rigors of a months-long presidential primary, she is now dodging the scrutiny that comes with a solo interview. As the Harris campaign sees it, though, interviews Harris did prior to receiving the nomination and the questions she answers on the campaign trail don't count for nothing.
The vice president will hold a rally in Savannah, Georgia today. Wichita police say an arrest has been made in the shooting death of 39-year-old Kais Barnes. On August 21st, Barnes was found dead with gunshot wounds in the trunk of an abandoned car near Kellogg and Tyler Road. Police say they have arrested a 23-year-old man on suspicion of first-degree murder connected to this case, which will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office for formal charges. And a man has been charged following a fatal house fire in Bel Air. 41-year-old Joshua Gentry was charged with aggravated arson and involuntary manslaughter in connection to Sunday's house fire in the 5900 block of East Flagstaff. Gentry was found outside the home with burns. His 67-year-old father was found inside and later died at a hospital. Gentry is due back in court on September 9th. Bond was set at $250,000. A Kansas woman has been charged with murder and other counts following a chase and crash that killed her young son.
It happened around 5:30 Sunday afternoon south of Atchison. A deputy made a traffic stop, but the driver, 28-year-old Maria Popolis, allegedly fled at a high rate of speed. She lost control on a curve and went into a ditch where her vehicle rolled multiple times, coming to rest on its top. She was taken into custody following a brief struggle. Her 17-month-old son was transported to an area hospital where he died on Tuesday. She remains jailed on a $500,000 bond. Her next court appearance was set for September the 6th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The FBI is releasing new evidence from their investigation into the assassination attempt against former President Trump. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
The FBI released new photos from their investigation into the attempt to assassinate former President Donald Trump, in addition to new details about the shooter's disturbing behavior. Thomas Crook's AR-style rifle was recovered at the shooting site in Pennsylvania. Authorities say it has a collapsible stock, which explains why people did not see Crooks with the rifle until he was on the rooftop of that building where he opened fire. The third photo shows the two IEDs that authorities found in the trunk of Crook's car. The FBI says the receiver to detonate the IED remotely was turned off. The last photo shows the air conditioning unit that FBI officials say Crook's climbed on to get to the roof of the building where he fired shots at Trump.
The investigation is ongoing and no motive has been identified. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS Morning News, 6:09, now 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Number 22, Kansas, will open the football season Thursday night against Lindenwood at Children's Mercy Park, the home of MLS Club Sporting, Kansas City. Jayhawks will play 2 home games there and 4 at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, while their on-campus stadium is rebuilt. Kansas has big aspirations in the Big 12 after winning 9 games a year ago. Drivers may be facing surging car insurance rates. Fox Business Max Gordon tells us more from Los Angeles.
The rise in insurance costs is due to a combination of inflationary pressures like an increase in the cost to repair a vehicle, as well as an uptick in severe weather events and crashes here in the U.S. This is according to a study by Insurify, which provides information about the insurance market. The average cost of full coverage in the U.S. rose by 15% in the first half of this year, and that number is expected to hit 22% by the end of the year. In 3 states, the increase is even more dramatic, with rates set to jump more than 50% this year in Missouri, Minnesota, and California.
The Insurify report says severe weather events that result in $1 billion or more have been on the rise, and that impacts how insurers set rates. A former Nevada politician is convicted and sentenced for the murder of a journalist.
Former Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis sentenced to life in prison with the eligibility of parole after 20 years. The 47-year-old found guilty of the 2022 fatal stabbing of Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman, who had written critical articles about Tellis' conduct while in office. Tellis, who had pleaded not guilty to murder with a deadly weapon, taking the stand, insisting he's innocent, alleging evidence was wrong, tainted, or planted to frame him. Prosecutors calling this ludicrous, presenting evidence including that Tellis' DNA was found under the victim's fingernails. Tellis' lawyer says he plans to appeal. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Water problems at the Grand Canyon may ruin some Labor Day vacations.
Park officials say the Trans Canyon water line, which supplies water from the canyon for use in the Grand Canyon National Park, has had 4 big breaks recently. That means visitors aren't able to stay overnight in the park's hotels, at least through the Labor Day holiday. Bookings for the hotels, including El Tovar, Bright Angel Lodge, Maswick Lodge, and Phantom Ranch, are all at or near capacity. Hotels outside the park aren't impacted. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
The traffic volumes in the Wichita area, they're picking up right now. Still pretty light, but they're getting heavier. As those traffic volumes pick up, you can see this on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Watch out for stalled out vehicle eastbound K-96. Pretty close to Rock Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
We've got some big changes on the way as we continue to approach Labor Day weekend. Cold front starts to move in today. Still going to be hot, though, with a high of 95 degrees and only a 10% chance of showers and storms. Rain, thunderstorms more likely tonight, a lot cooler by tomorrow. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
Now partly cloudy, 74 degrees. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is the 29th day of August, another sunny, hot day across south-central Kansas Wednesday. High temperature yesterday was 95, and the normal high for the date, 89. So we're still over the high, but it looks like we're going to cool off a little bit. You heard the forecast. Could be some rain tonight in south-central Kansas. Ted Woodward, good morning, sir.
Hello.
So the stock market did a little give back yesterday. Dow closing down 159 points, NASDAQ off 199. And the S&P down 34. So a little bit of adjustment to what they've been having, all those record highs. On this date in 2005, Hurricane Katrina struck the U.S. Gulf Coast near Burris Triumph, Louisiana, breaching levees and spurring floods that devastated New Orleans.
Direct hit on a major U.S. city.
Costliest storm in U.S. history. Katrina caused nearly 1,400 deaths and an estimated $200 billion in damage. Wow. That's a lot of people to die in this modern
age. That's the worst fear, is that a storm that powerful hits a population huge city.
Just hammered it.
Exactly what happened.
People couldn't get away, I guess. A Pennsylvania ammunition plant that makes a key artillery shell in Ukraine's fight against Russia has managed to boost production by 50% to meet surging demand, with more capacity set to come online. Along with two plants in nearby Wilkes-Barre, the Scranton Army Ammunition Plant recently increased production of 155-millimeter howitzer shells from 24,000 to 36,000 rounds per month. Government officials say three new production lines are under development that will allow the Scranton facility to produce even more of the critical munitions. Plant officials gave a tour of the factory Tuesday to showcase an ongoing $400 million modernization. Well, there you go. I've been told if the Ukrainians have the equipment, they can probably really do a lot of damage to the Russians. They already have. Ted, what's going on this morning? Anything exciting in your life? By the way, Steve and Ted show number 6,750.
6,750.
6,750.
That's enough excitement for me.
Is that, that'll do you for the day, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Technology purports to simplify our lives.
Yeah, so they say.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the same as everything. It simplifies our lives, and yet, in a lot of ways, it makes it more complicated.
It complicates our lives.
Right.
According to Kepios Digital, that's K-E-P-I-O-S Digital, 2024 Global Overview Report, the average American spends more than 7 hours daily glued to internet-connected devices.
Yeah?
7 hours. If I count at work, I don't even think I get close to that. But 2023 survey by reviews.com found Americans check their phones an average of 144 times a day.
Wait a minute. Why aren't you getting close to that? You've been on an internet device since you got here.
Oh,
you're going to be on it until you leave here. I think that's pretty much 7 or 8 hours, isn't it?
I guess if you count them just sitting in front of the screen pretty much.
Well, yes, that's what it's talking about. It's an internet-connected device.
Yeah, well.
You're doing it the whole time you're here at work. You probably don't do a lot not when you're at work.
That's right. I don't. Anyway, the survey says we check our phones an average of 144 times a day. I do not. About every 5 to 10 minutes.
I do not. That's about right. Yeah.
Is that right?
Well,
constant connectivity has proven to increase the likelihood of various mental health issues, including anxiety, depression, and social media addiction. There you go. Really? You don't check your phone 144 times, do you?
I don't think I do.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, I'm like you. Maybe.
Maybe once every couple hours.
Maybe a couple times an hour. That's about it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I would like to disengage from that as much as I can.
Okay. It's 6:16 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on Make It 6:17. Let's go ahead and take a look at Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
All right. Football season. Here we go. We got football tonight as the Kansas Jayhawks begin their football season. KU ranked number 22 in the nation, hosting Lindenwood 7 o'clock tonight in the season opener. Of course, Jayhawks are not playing any games in Lawrence this season as Memorial Stadium gets rebuilt. So all the games are going to be played in the Kansas City metro area. The first two home games of the season for the Jayhawks are at Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas, a soccer stadium. First time in 16 years that the Jayhawks have been ranked in both major preseason polls. Jayhawks are excited about this one. They got 30 seniors on the roster. Fourth straight season, KU is opening up on a weeknight. The last time they opened up on a Thursday, though, was 27 years ago. Here they go on a Thursday night. Jayhawks are a 44.5-point favorite tonight to get the season going against the Lindenwood Lions. That'll kick off at 7 o'clock tonight in Children's Mercy Park.
You know anything about Lindenwood? They're not exactly a football power.
No, they're not. They're not.
I've never heard of
BS or
FCS. First time I've ever heard of them. So
they have a decent athletic program. It's always been a little bit of a lower level.
Okay,
and they're in the St. Louis area, so they always have a big recruiting base. So they usually have pretty good athletic programs, but not Division I big time as KU.
Yeah, let's look at some.
This is the fact. This is Lindenwood's first ever game against an FCS school. There you go. So Lindenwood and KU, 7 o'clock tonight up at Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas. And we have football tonight to get the season off for JUCO football action. Third-ranked Hutchinson Community College. The Blue Dragons open up, kicking off at 6 o'clock tonight, hosting New Mexico Military Institute. Well, the Blue Dragons get their season going. They've been one of the nation's elite teams in the last few years. All right, let's go to Major League Baseball. The matchup of first-place teams yesterday afternoon. Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Guardians. In Cleveland, the Royals winning the first three of these games but could not get the four-game sweep. They almost did. Royals had a 5-2 lead at the seventh-inning stretch, but the bullpen could not hold on. So Cleveland regains sole possession of the division first place. And to tell you how close everything is now in this playoff race, the Royals came into the day the number two slot in the American League. The loss yesterday dropped them down to 5. So it's
crowded up.
These games are pretty tight. These games mean a lot here down the stretch in the final month. The Royals had won 7 straight road games. That streak got snapped. All right, the Royals are now on the road. The next 4 games are in Houston against the first-place Astros, another first-place team on the Royals' schedule for the next 4 nights. And you can hear all those games on 97.5 and 1240 KFH starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Here's the Royals' situation. They have a 5.5-game lead over the Boston Red Sox for a playoff spot now with a month to go in the season. Minor League Baseball last night, low-scoring game at Riverfront Stadium, 2,800 fans on hand, but Wichita couldn't get any offense going. A 2-1 loss to the top team in the Texas League in the second half, the Springfield Cardinals. Springfield and Wichita again tonight, 7:05 downtown as the homestand continues. It'll be the final time this season Wichita is wearing its Turbo Tubbs uniforms at the game tonight downtown. And another win for the Friends volleyball team. Friends, with another sweep, beat the Science and Arts of Oklahoma on the west side of town last night, 3-0. Friends is 5-1. 4 straight sweeps. This is their best start in 15 years for the Falcons in volleyball. Off to a hot start on the volleyball season for Friends. And that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment, caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
6:21 now, keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Alcohol advice.
And what?
Alcohol advice.
Advice?
Okay. Yes.
I thought you said alcohol and vice. I was like, wow.
No, advice.
Advice, okay.
But they pay me to announce. Why didn't I do it?
I heard what I wanted to hear.
I probably just dropped the ball there.
I heard what I wanted to hear.
Alcohol advice.
There we go.
That's coming up with
alcohol advice.
Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Thursday morning, and 74 degrees now. AAA Auto Club predicts domestic travel will be up 9% this Labor Day weekend compared to last year. Sean Stewart of AAA Kansas tells KNSS News 85 to 90% of those traveling will be on the highway.
Last Labor Day weekend in Kansas, we responded to more than 1,300 calls for assistance. Anything from batteries to flat tires to just overall car breakdowns. So that's why it's important to get your car in and get it checked.
The cost to travel is down 2% from last year. Gasoline is cheaper this year by 50 cents a gallon compared to last year.
Kansas pharmacists say now is the time to get your vaccines updated. The CDC recommends yearly flu and COVID shots for everyone 6 months or older. The Sedgwick County Health Departments say the COVID vaccine will be arriving in the next few weeks. Dillon's pharmacist, Mike Ryan, says these shots are normally free with insurance.
So anytime, it is best to come in and get it done early. It takes about 2 weeks once you get vaccinated to be fully protected. So the earlier the better, and we're ready to go right now.
Ryan says the RSV vaccination is also recommended for those 75 and older and for those considered to be at high risk.
New research finds it's safer now for volunteers to donate a kidney.
Tracking 30 years of living kidney donation, the study says fewer than one in every 10,000 donors died within 3 months of surgery. That compares to three deaths per 10,000 living donors in older data used by transplant centers. A transplant surgeon at NYU Langone Health, who co-authored the study, says surgical techniques have improved in the past decade, including a switch to minimally invasive kidney removal. In more than 164,000 living kidney donations from 1993 through 2022, there were 36 post-surgical deaths, but only five of those happened since 2013. Nearly 90,000 people are waiting for a kidney in the U.S. Last year, less than a quarter of the transplants came from living donors. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The military community knows that a calming presence is sometimes all you need to feel better. And some of the best comfort givers come in the form of four-legged furry friends.
One USO Missouri-based therapy dog, a 150-pound Great Dane named Maverick, has become quite a celebrity. In 23, he was named the American Humane Hero Dog Award's Therapy Dog of the Year. And he also earned the USO's inaugural Canine Volunteer of the Year Award. Kelly Brownfield, Maverick's handler and manager of the USO Missouri's canine program, based in Fort Leonard Wood, said that she believes he was born to help others. He has a knack for knowing who needs him, even in a big crowd. The USO Missouri began its comfort dog program as a pilot program in 2013, before becoming an official entity in 2015. Since then, the branch's dogs and their handlers, who are certified volunteers, have worked to expand the program, which offers support to struggling service members and their families. The USO has more than 250 centers worldwide. 42 of them now have USO canine programs. Each location uses the program differently to fit their needs. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
We've got some big changes on the way as we continue to approach Labor Day weekend. Cold front starts to move in today. Still going to be hot, though, with a high of 95 degrees and only a 10% chance of showers and storms. Rain, thunderstorms more likely tonight, a lot cooler by tomorrow. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And now partly cloudy, 74 degrees. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, August 29th. It was on this date in 1958, the U.S. Air Force Academy opened in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And it's a beautiful city, Colorado. Colorado Springs.
Yeah, it is.
I was talking to a fellow yesterday who had just moved back here to Wichita, his hometown, from Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo out there.
Great zoo.
One of the most beautiful zoos you're
ever
seen.
Very unique. Yeah, right into the side of the mountain.
Yeah, it's a dandy. A Massachusetts boy whose ice cream was shut down has become a minor celebrity after several businesses took up his campaign to raise money for charity. 12-year-old Danny Doherty told his mom that he was bored and wanted to set up an ice cream stand selling several homemade flavors. She allowed it as long as half the money went to charity. Well, in this case, his brother's hockey team. But a day after setting up near his house in Norwood, Massachusetts, town officials said he was violating state regulations and he had to stop. His plight caught the attention, of course, of residents and local
regulations. What regulation is that?
Well, it's one of those city regulations.
Oh.
Can't just start your own little food business there. Anyway, the businesses around there raised $20,000 on his behalf. So if I was him, I wouldn't make any more ice cream. I'd just take the money.
Yeah.
Again, he's got to get half of it to his brother. His brother's phony baloney hockey team there.
As far as the state and its regulations, I wouldn't declare any of that either.
Right. All right, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. The 29th of August, it's my mom's birthday. She would have been 103 years old today. She passed away, I'm thinking 2017. It was on my birthday that she died. I think it was 2017. But, she has been gone now for several years.
Bless her heart.
She was a good mom. Labor Day's coming up, and we've been featuring some stories about travel and so forth. I was thinking about traveling for Labor Day, but I'm not going to. I usually don't. You don't travel on Labor Day, do you?
Well, we usually don't because
we have to be back here
to work on Tuesday morning.
I mean, you can go someplace, but not very far.
Yeah. No, I'm not a Labor Day traveler.
No. You usually get out of town for Thanksgiving or have over the years to go down and see Shelley's family, but we'll see what happens this year. Now, I just want to comment real quick about the KU football game. They're playing Lindenwood or whatever it is. And that's a soccer stadium they're playing in.
It's a state-of-the-art soccer stadium.
I've never seen it, but how many will it hold, do you think?
They've held more than 20,000 there for professional sports events, soccer events.
Well, that's probably.
They can get 20,000 plus in there.
Yeah.
And everybody's right on top of each other, so it'll be nice and intimate and loud.
And loud. And of course, they're going to play two games there and then the rest at Arrowhead. So that'll be fun.
I've been there a few times. Yeah. It can get pretty loud.
Oh yeah,
they do loud really well in there. Put it that way.
And then they'll be playing at Arrowhead, and it'll be probably half full. Because how many does Arrowhead hold? 60,000?
Well, almost 80.
Almost 80. Okay,
into the 70s.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate.
People
wanting to go to Arrowhead to see a KU football game. It's not going to happen very often. Plus, these are all conference games. The team is nationally ranked. I think it's going to be more than half full.
So it's going to have a good team this year. That's 6:37 now, Steve and Ted. Time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. We're still waiting for the cash cattle trade to develop in the feed yards. The live cattle traded mostly negative Wednesday and also closed on the negative side. The feeders had two-sided trading and closes, while the upside was only in the deferred feeder contracts. Now, August feeder futures and options expire at noon today. August live cattle futures expire at noon on Friday. Lean hogs traded mixed yesterday, and only October closed negative. On the close, October live cattle, 77 cents lower, 178.62. October feeders, 20 cents higher, 238.57. October lean hogs down 40 cents at 81.67. Now, only the wheat futures closed positive Wednesday, with the corn and the soybeans being negative on the close. China is talking of slowing down Milo and barley imports. There was flash sales yesterday morning of U.S. corn and soybeans, and Friday is first notice day for September grain and soy futures. At the moment, December Casey wheat's 2 pennies lower, 5.53¾. December corn's up a penny at 3.91¾. November beans 11 cents higher at 9.88. October crude oil, 40 cents higher at $74.92. December gold, $16.70 higher at $2,554.50. September S&P, 14¾ higher at $5,625. September dollar index up 10 cents at 101.09. And September Dow Jones futures, 255 points higher at 41,433. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO. Tom.
I have a story this morning about Reno County and the fact that they really have to digging deeper and deeper to do a well. You know, because groundwater, I guess, is going down underneath there. Do you know anything about wells in this part of the country?
Well, they vary tremendously.
Yeah.
We don't have the big aquifer like they do out in the western part of the state. And even like at my own location here, we have a well that we irrigate our lawn with.
Yeah.
Well, when our lake is low, our well is low because they're kind of tied together. So there's a lot of variation on, you know, where these wells get their water from, you know, their underground sources.
Yeah. Yep. My parents out in the west part of Wichita dug a well back in the early 60s. In fact, my brothers and I helped with even though that apparatus with the two handles on it, bang, bang, that you have to bang it down and drive that pointer down. And yeah, we dug a well, and mom and dad did work for them for many, many years. I don't know if it's still operable or not. Last time I was out there, this, of course, the house is not ours anymore. But for years and years, they used that. And then the house next door, which was a rental property, had a well. And we didn't use that much, but I don't even know if it's still working over there. But they have one next to, and I don't know how far down they had to go to find water. If I had to go about 4 feet, that'd be too far for me. But anyway, Tom, well, you were digging that well, you probably could have hit oil there in Butler County. Did you hit any oil?
Well, I tell you what you do sometimes hit is salt water.
Salt water, okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
Exactly.
So you didn't see a well. Okay, an oil well. I just have this picture of you as like the guy that Jet Rink in the movie Giant pacing across the prairie out there and being a rich man with all that oil spewing out. But you don't have that, huh?
No, but that does sound like a nice ending to the story.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Well, I don't know if people know at what time Butler County was the top oil-producing place in America at one time, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's still significant
because
we still have an oil refinery in El Dorado. We used to have one here in Augusta years ago, too.
All right. Anyway, thank you, sir, and we will check with you again tomorrow morning, 6:41 now. Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, the burden of debt.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That's all of
me. I need to strike oil. Get rid of the burden of debt.
The burden of debt. Don Grant, the money tracker, coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Stephen's Head of the Morning, KNSS 647 now. They're on the 29th day of August. Three big things.
Three.
Homicide suspects held by police after a man's body was found in a trunk of a car in West Wichita.
Two.
AAA predicts Labor Day weekend travel up 9% this year. Expenses down 2%.
One.
Harris and Walls will hold their first TV interview today on CNN. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing the heaviest traffic that we're seeing out there right now, northbound on K-15, and it's just south of 31st Street South. That's the area that we're talking about. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 96 degrees. 90% chance for rain tonight. Overnight lows 67. Friday, 50% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high down to 82 degrees. Now, partly cloudy. South wind at 8 miles per hour. 74 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather's brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy the new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio is ready and waiting for you. So come on out and enjoy the patio at the Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Google is now allowing users to generate people with their artificial intelligence.
Fox on Tech.
Google is letting users of its AI make pictures of people once again. Earlier this year, Google shut down the public's ability to use its artificial intelligence chatbot to create photos of people after results came back greatly historically inaccurate. Requests for photos of George Washington were returned with images of black men in Continental Army regalia, for instance. Another user asked for a picture of a Catholic Pope and was presented a woman in a white papal cassock. Google has since apologized and is now quietly reopening the chatbot for image creation. The latest version, called Imogen 3, is meant to work better but still won't complete requests for photorealistic images of individuals or of minors or of excessively graphic scenes. But like previous versions, the AI-created images will be digitally watermarked as fictitious computer creations in hopes of curbing misinformation. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Big tech losses drove the stock market down Wednesday.
Stocks ending lower as investors await NVIDIA's earnings report. The chipmaker's results will be viewed as an indicator of the broader strength of AI-related demand, and any disappointment in NVIDIA's report could hurt mega caps and other semiconductor stocks, which have led this year's artificial intelligence rally. Shares of NVIDIA fell nearly 2%. The price of Bitcoin dropped below $60,000 as excitement about the Fed's interest rate cuts has fizzled out. The Dow winners, Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, and Merck, the Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 159 points, the Nasdaq lower by 199, S&P 500 down 34. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The burden of debt. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker here this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Debt, it's an inescapable part of life for most Americans. And whether it's bad debt like credit card and personal loans or good debt that contributes to a growing income-producing enterprise, nearly 80% of American households deal with it, and midlife debt is particularly stressful. Most families starting out may have some student loan debt. They may take on mortgage debt, or they may take on short-term debt to enhance the down payment in order to lower a mortgage payment. They may invest in a business or have other short-term debt. Borrowing when you're young can be stressful, but there's comfort in a long-time horizon to pay it off. If you're 50 or older and swimming in unsecured debt, it's a different thing. As we move through life, our self-worth is often tied to our net worth. Being middle-aged and still paying on student debt from 25 to 35 years ago can be discouraging because every payment we make reminds us that we're 50 and we still have debt. Managing unsecured debt, like a credit card balance, will certainly add to that stress. Multiple studies link financial stress with poor marital and physical health. So what can you do? Well, first of all, perform a debt triage. Separate good debt, that's borrowing on an appreciating or income-producing asset, from bad debt, paying off last year's vacation, credit cards, etc. Take the highest interest bad debt and attack it first. Dedicate a portion of your income to aggressively pay that off. This also means altering your spending habits to mitigate more debt. Student loan debt may not be a bad thing to have, but it's lower interest government if it's a lower interest government backed loans. It's possible that it may be forgiven under certain political conditions. Even if it's not forgivable, why pay it off when your investments are probably garnering a greater return than the interest rate that you're paying? Bottom line, the more you know about your debt, and if you have a plan to manage it, you're in a good position to mitigate financial stress. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
I know it's easy. Those credit cards, they can get you out of whack in a hurry if you don't stay on top of them.
Oh, they certainly can. And the shame is, you know, you may be paying 18 months later for a meal that you had at some fancy restaurant, you know, a year and a half ago.
All right. Debt.
Debt.
Debt. All right. It's National Chop Suey Day.
Oh, boy.
You ever eat chop suey?
I do, and I have, but I it's not on menus like it used to be.
It used to be. It's not.
It used to be like the mainstay, yeah. Egg Foo Young and chop suey, and you don't see either of them much anymore.
It says this is in American Chinese cuisine, and the main ingredients include meat, chicken, fish, beef, prawns, and eggs.
Anything that's in the kitchen.
Yeah. Throw it together, and there's chop suey.
Well, that's what it means. Mm-hmm. Diced garbage.
Diced garbage. Chop suey. I don't know that I've ever even eaten chop suey. Maybe I have, but...
Well, and they usually have those mung bean sprouts in there, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's yeah. Chop suey day.
Okay. Something to really celebrate.
There's not much. I mean, I'm looking at all the references I've gotten to find something worthwhile to talk about for a day. There's nothing. I mean, it's one of those days. Usually we've got four or five, you know, good ones to choose from.
It's a slow, suey day.
Almost last day of August. We got to Labor Day's coming up.
Yeah. So, you going to be laboring on Labor Day?
I will not labor. Ted, will you labor?
Not planning to.
It looks to me like with this rain, my grass is now up to about 4 feet high.
Wow.
So sometime this weekend, I'm going to have to get out there.
With your sickle, your scythe?
Chug away. Chug away at that thing.
Well, wow. You ought to go out there on Halloween with your scythe and your long robe. And
my granddad had one of those.
Yeah? Did he cut his lawn with it? Or
no. He, but the weeds would get up, and he'd show you how to do it. He teaches out the ditch. Here's the way you do it.
Yeah. Well, that's the oldie-timey weed eater.
That's old technology right there.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you. And coming up, we've got top-of-the-hour news here at 7 o'clock. AAA predicting heavy travel for Labor Day. And police arrest a suspect in a West Wichita homicide. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Sabre Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.